No, that's true. No, that's true. I do not often wear short sleeve shirts. But honestly, what's your point? Yeah, I told you before, I do care about how I look. No, it doesn't make me vain, it makes me human. If I can, I will present a pleasing front. What do you want me to do? No, it's the same reason I put nice covers on my books. I try to put nice covers on my books so that people are... that Jesus was a different thing. I know he wasn't attractive, but... Hey, you know what? I'm not Jesus. I want people to be drawn to the truth. What do you want me to do? Put an ugly cover on it? Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zenner. No, I refuse to purposely try to repel people from the truth. I refuse to do it. So I'm going to try to put a happy cover on things so that at least we put a good face on this truth. And I don't think anything's wrong with that, personally. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. No, I don't wear short sleeve shirts because I like to roll up the sleeves. You know, I like that long sleeve shirt look because then I can roll up the sleeves. Sure, I can roll up the sleeves of this too. There. All right, I'm going to roll up the sleeves of my short sleeve. She sells short sleeve shirts at the seashore. Try saying that 10 times fast. Okay, I'm now rolling up my sleeves. I don't know how long this is going to last. Probably not long, but I did it because it was requested. And I try to honor all your requests here at the Martin Zenner Show, show number 334, according to my recent reckonings. Now, we're going to go back to atheists. We're going to finish out the week discussing this article and how much God loves atheists. Because he does. Again, doesn't mean he has an intimate relationship with them now, but he does. So the church sign I saw, atheists have no invisible means of support. What a crock. It's all for the sake of being clever, and they don't care about the truth. And one other church sign I saw that was clever and stupid simultaneously, clever/stupid, was, God gave 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions. See, God gave 10, in other words, the 10 commandments are not just little recommendations, but you're forced to do them. And anyway, of course, it wasn't based on the truth, based on old truth. Hello, wake up and smell the new verses, people. God isn't preaching law anymore. We're no longer supposed to build arks or kill our little sheep and bring them to Jerusalem. Things have changed. Wake up and smell justification. Wake up and smell grace. Wake up and smell Paul. So the church sign did not know anything of the monumental truth of God sending rain to the just and the unjust, because the pastor who erected it loved cleverness more than truth. No invisible means of support. Get it? Ha ha. Good one, pastor. And we've been through that. Now, the first dictionary definition of support is, my camera okay there? Yeah. The first dictionary definition of support is to bear or hold up, to sustain. To bear, hold up, or sustain. Pardon me, I'm checking my camera here. Okay, there we go. Just want to make sure everything's going. All right, what do we say here? Yeah, I love this. Now we're going to analyze this church sign. And the church sign said, God, no invisible means of support to atheists. Support is to bear up, hold, sustain. Now we read in Romans 11:36. This is one of my favorite verses because I call it the great verse of circularity. This verse is even better in the Amplified Version. I can't believe I'm saying this because I don't like the Amplified Version. Amplified Version is like reading a thesaurus. But listen to this. Amplified Version of Romans 11:36. All things originate with him, capital H, God. All things originate with him and come from him. All things live through him, and all things center in and tend to consummate and to end in him. Wow, that is beautiful. That's the tendency of all things. It's the law of circularity. I'm going to read it again from the NIV. The reason I'm doing this is because we're looking at the word support from the stupid church sign. Sorry for the redundancy. That atheists have no invisible means of support. Support is to bear or hold up, to sustain. Romans 11:36. All things originate with him. Now, I would like you to tell me what things are accepted from that. We're looking at context here. All things originate with him. What's the exception? I'll answer that question for you. Nothing. Stay with the analogy here. Stay with the verse with me. And all things come from him. All things live through him. Paul verified this truth in the verse we were speaking of earlier this week, Acts 17:24, speaking of the atheists, in him, we, you, me, the Apostle Paul, inaugurator of a new dispensation, and you, the atheist, you, Joe over there, the guy who doesn't even know God, in him we live. That's the umbrella. God is over all. Verification here in Romans 11:36. We're going to see another verification. Might as well go there in Colossians 1:20. This verse is even better in the Amplified Version. I already said that. All things live through him. All things center in and tend to consummate and to end in him. The same all things that came out of him consummate in him. And if you're going to take one thing out of the things that consummate in him, that thing, that is the things that end in him, that you're going to have to compromise the first part of that verse, that everything originated in him. I keep pulling up my sleeves because I think I'd like to do that with long sleeves, but since I'm doing something different today and wearing short sleeves, I feel like I have to push them up. I'm not trying to show off my magnificent body or anything like that, I promise you. I was forced to do this. So if you're going to say suddenly at the end of Romans 11:36 that not everything returns to him, then you're going to have to go back to the first part. That is Romans 11:36a. Let's call this Romans 11:36 a, b, and c. If you're going to take Romans 11:36c, that is that all things end in him, you're going to have to go back to Romans 11:36a and then say that not all things began in him or came out of him. Because this all things is consistent. There's nowhere in either A, B, or C of Romans 11:36 where all things stops being all things and starts being some things. It does not happen here or anywhere in this verse. The part of the verse, back to my article, back to this article by Martin Zender, the part of the verse I want to emphasize is all things live through him. God sustains all creation. Nothing that lives, nothing that has breath, nothing that has a heartbeat, nothing that moves, lives apart from him. What keeps atheists alive? Their own wickedness? Does their own wickedness keep the atheists alive? The devil? No. Talked about that Monday. We disqualified the devil from the ability to generate, sustain life. No, God keeps atheists alive. For, quote, all things live through him, unquote. Even at the cross, Christ gave breath to the very soldiers who cursed him. Even at the cross, God gave breath. I'll just say this. Christ gave breath to the very soldiers who were cursing him on the cross. That's grace. All right, I'm tired of keeping my sleeves up. All right, here we go. A little modesty, please. Thank you. Let us never become exclusive by imagining ourselves the only recipients of grace, and that's the temptation. Us four and no more. Every religion, us four, no more. We're saved, everybody else is lost. Having said that, I must now say that as pertaining to aeonian life, that is, as pertaining to the special life of believers, there is an exclusive group now. Now I'm all of a sudden want my sleeves up again. Doesn't feel right. Sorry. There is an if you're watching on the Zender cam, sorry for the drama. There is a difference. And it is us four and no more when it comes to membership in the body of Christ, that exclusive group. But the problem people have with the chosen is that they think that the elect, let's call them, the elect are chosen, the elect are saved, and the rest are damned. That's the fatal mistake. Here's how it is. It's not that way. It's that the elect are saved first. We have a prior expectation, and then the elect are then used to reach the rest in subsequent eras. That is one of the most important truths you will ever hear. And it is supported, verified by the teaching of the eons, that God does different things during different time periods. And so we can't sit here and say, well, aren't we special? If at the same time, God is going to damn the rest of the world, does that parallel the Good Shepherd? Does the Good Shepherd, is he satisfied when he has 99 sheep in the fold and there's one out in the field? Is he going to rest then and say, well, thank God I got these? No, but Christianity's worse. Christianity, he has one or two sheep in the fold, and there are billions of sheep in the field, and he lets them go. But they don't love him right. They don't do what he said. He's vindictive. That is so false. Hate that truth. I hate that. It's not a truth. I hate that air quote truth. I hate that falseness. I hate to hear my father lied about. So we're special, yes. But we're special because we're special. That's just it. God is the Savior of all humanity. 1 Timothy 4:10, especially of believers. We have a special salvation, and it's not so that we can hoard it for eternity and then never have a heart or never have a mind for those who are not chosen. It is so that now that we are secure, now that we're safe, now that we're preserved and hallowed by God, now we're going to be set out to bring in the rest of creation, because Romans 11:36 is true, A, B, and C. It's true that everything came out of God. It's true that everything is sustained by God, including atheists. And it's true that everything returns to God, believe it or not, including Christians.